Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Iris Bumshaft.
Hi there.
And again, it's a great show, but it's the Christina Liu show, so we're not allowed to talk too much. Turn it right over to Christina.
You know, we were just talking about during the break, you know, being involved in Iris, I know, is involved with our Roslyn Advisory Committee. So you want to tell us a little bit about our advisory committees because they're so important to our program?
The importance for me, and I speak from a personal standpoint, is that you learn a whole lot more about what's going on in the town of North Hempstead. Puts you in touch. And the truth of the matter, we were teasing each other a few moments ago about meeting people. And here you see the same people month after month, intelligent, lovely, cooperative. It's a wonderful experience. I mean, in every way, I am a person who likes to learn, and it's open to me. I mean, all of the things that Christina's talking about seems like a lot of babble to someone who has, you know, who's never done any of this before. But when you go to, I belong to the Roslyn, then there's a Great Neck, and there's
all different regions.
All the different areas that one lives in. I live in Roslyn, so I go to
the advisory in Roslyn is open to anybody who wants to join who's a senior.
Yes, it's advantageous to go to the town of North Hempstead, the area in which you live.
Right, the specific community.
Yeah, I mean,
of course, you're more than welcome to attend anything.
Yes, of course.
But what is nice about it, you know, and the reason that we, from the beginning, separated advisory committees by region, because North Hempstead is a very big town.
Right.
And where there is a lot of similarities in the aging process, obviously, a lot of things are community-based, you know,
right.
So different communities have different issues that might arise or concerns. And being in that forum, you know, which I always think is so wonderful, is that you're able to
share. A voice.
And you're the ones that are in that community. You know, none of us live in these specific areas, so we don't directly know what a need is. You know, so being there, you can, you know, voice whatever it is. And if Project Independence can handle it, obviously we will give an answer. But we never say, you know, sorry, can't help you. You know, we really try and figure out who that might be able to answer that question.
I have found that to be so.
And that's something that we really pride ourselves in. And in these, you know, in Great Neck, a huge issue. There's a lot of apartments in Great Neck. So that was something that a lot of walking would go on. So the pedestrian safety issue really was a major concern there, you know. So that's why the Pedestrian Safety Committee blossomed out of that, you know. So there's a lot that comes out of it. And I think that, you know, Project Independence from the beginning wouldn't be Project Independence if it wasn't for the advisory committee, you know, suggestions and ideas, because it's really a part of everything.
And people, you know, are really so intelligent and are so into being a community in these groups. It really affects other people.
Of course.
You just said, it fans out.
And it does. And that's, like, you know, really what I think is important too, because it doesn't just stop there, because everyone, you know, these advisory committees, as Iris was saying, are filled with intelligent people.
Right.
People who are connected to other groups, you know, and they really are the ambassadors of the program.
And everybody is in good spirits.
Yeah.
It's very cooperative, very polite.
Yeah.
Our group, I probably maybe is small. We are only about 20 people, or less. Great Neck is probably larger, yes? Or do they have more than one?
Yeah, it depends. It's about like 20, 25.
20, 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're integrating, not integrating, that's not the word I'm talking about. Maybe it is integrating, you know, with all the people.
Mm-hmm.
How are you and what's going on and so on. And I'll tell you something. I needed someone to clean the snow off. I had been away much of last year and kind of lost touch. I called one of the people on the committee and I said, who have you got?
Yeah.
There you go. It's a form of reference.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's
too.
A wonderful thing to, you
and
know,
also,
mention.
When I was away, happens that this same couple, I never asked for it, said, oh, while you're away, we'll pick up your mail.
See, that's, you know, and that's what you're not the first person I've actually heard that from. And I think that's really important because, you know, when we were just a little tiny baby, you know, Nork starting out, you know, a huge thing that I remember when Otto was actually involved was, like, you know, he really believed in this, like, neighbors helping neighbors concept. And, you know, and that's something that's wonderful because these relationships and these connections. And like I said, everyone isn't going to be, you know, best friends for life. But I think it's an important thing to show you that it's never too late to, you know, become more engaged and form new relationships, because that's a really huge piece too of this aging thing. You know, as important as it is with the medical, you know, and taking care of your health and stuff, the piece of socialization is a humongous piece of the, you know, quality of life puzzle. So I think it's great. And you know, we were also saying on this show, you know, we are fortunate to feature these amazing organizations, and it doesn't just stop here, because that becomes a part of our, you know, our pool of Project Independence of our base. So I come back to the office and I say, oh my God, I had the best speaker on. I send it to Nancy, who does the advisory committees, you know, and then I send it to the nurses and social workers. So who now, you know, they have this person now that they can, you know, and I think that's an important thing, because it's pulling all these wonderful, we're fortunate on Long Island and as a whole, and especially in North Hempstead, to have all these things.
You know, I have used the social worker, not for someone who lived here, but who lived elsewhere. And
With an idea, you know, and just because they're full of,
they
you know
about
not
resources.
Right.
They know they have this the kind of experience that I did not have.
Right.
So I reached out.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and that's half the battle, you know, and that's when we were forming this program member. It's like, you know, there are resources out there, but connecting to them is so overwhelming. A lot of times you don't even know where to begin. So, you know, here in North Hempstead, you pick up the phone, you call 311. And, you know, it's like you just get connected into things, which I think is, you know,
is wonderful.
Or set
up an appointment to see somebody.
Right. Right. Yeah, because you could be, you might not even know what you need necessarily. You know, you like, you're just calling because you want your gutters cleaned. Well, and it could be a whole, you know, segue.
I think what Christina said, that's the bigger point. You know, you age once in your life.
Yeah.
Everything you're doing it once.
Right.
You don't know what you're asking for. But you and your team, so to speak, knows what you want.
Yeah.
So
right, because you can say, you can think in your head, like, oh, you know, I'm thinking I might need help with that, and not realizing that there are these numerous organizations out there that will provide services
to
improve your quality of life,
yes.
You know, which I think is a blessing, and it's definitely something that is positive. And there's a great course we're actually going to be offering on April 24th. It's called Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body.
I signed up already.
There you go. See, Iris, you're on it, because that's looks like a wonderful, it'll definitely be a great topic. It's Elizabeth Robles, who is the community education manager over at Northwell, and they're going to come in. They're going to discuss the how to delay cognitive decline and keeping your brain fit. You know, we're seeing how important it really is to do these proactive kind of things. So they'll give you all the tips and suggestions. That's going to be 2:30 p.m. over at Clinton G. Martin Park, so definitely check that out. We're also offering fraud prevention, learning how to spot and prevent common scams. That's going to be at Yes We Can Community Center on April 25th. So there's just a lot coming up. You know, there's
You know, that's interesting. Remember I called you one day and I said,
yes,
I've got...
And we sent, you know, and that was a wonderful thing too, because speaking of ambassadors, we talked about that. I brought it here. You know, we talked about it. And I also printed out all the material and scanned
did.
And everything.
That's
and
right.
I sent it around to all of our staff people and all of our different members too.
Mm-hmm.
Which was wonderful. You know, here Iris got something that looked was suspicious. And while we were on the phone, I said, let me just like look it up on the computer and see if there's other things that have caught. And lo and behold, for years, you know, there had been these different issues that were arising, you know. So she brought it to the table and we sent it out. Because, listen, we talk about this all the time. It's really hard to stay on top of these scams because every day there's something new, some little tweak in it. I mean, how many times I get a phone call with a different number? Literally every day, you know, at all hours of the day, you know, so I'm constantly trying to block like a new number.
You know, I want to interject this. A friend told me, I can't explain it exactly, but a friend told me that going into a hospital or going in through the emergency room, let's put it that way, you can be there for several days and not be, quote, admitted. Okay. And there's a difference in what Medicare will pay as to whether you are admitted or you're under observation.
Right.
And I brought that paper in that my friend gave me into the Roslyn Advisory Committee, and Nancy printed it up, and we all had
it. Absolutely, and she sent it to the staff, too, you know, so that's what I think is wonderful. Yeah.
That's important.
That's great. Absolutely.
Because if you're not there for it's 3 nights, even if you're there but you aren't admitted— And then you go to a rehab place, that rehab isn't covered.
Absolutely.
It's
No, it's important, you know, and that's another, you know, just plug
it's
for
It's a dollar
being
and
there.
Cents issue.
100%. A big one.
You know, so like, who knows? You would go to an advisory committee and learn how to and save some money.
That's the point. These little things are what you pay attention to.
That's why, you know, as we're talking, look, what we're doing right now amongst the three of us is passing along information.
And that's like all, you know.
Nuggets.
Nuggets.
That's right. Just full nuggets everywhere.
And there'll be a gold rush. Yeah.
And I want to remind people also that Winthrop University provides a fall prevention class. And that's been going on. Yes, we can. Wonderful.
Good
See?
For you.
There we go. That's why I love having Iris on. She can speak firsthand. And
that's
Friday.
That's a tremendous one.
It is wonderful. It's a wonderful. I mean, this has been part. We've been part of them for years. And also they offer, if you're not able to go to the Yes We Can one, they just sent me over and asked me to promote that over at Winthrop Wellness Pavilion in Garden City, you're able to do this balance class and get a full balance test they give you.
But wait a minute. Stop right there. It is very difficult to get in, whereas Yes We Can, you can walk in any time. Winthrop takes just so many people. I think it's 10 or something. It's very small.
Yeah, well, they're looking for participants. So it actually kicks off April 3rd. So they're asking that we promote, I guess, because whatever reason.
Okay, whatever.
So you can get a free balance assessment, and then you'll do, you know, they'll give you all the different resources.
It's the same gal that teaches it at...
Yes, we can. Absolutely. So it's just great.
Susan.
Listen, we're just trying to keep people, you know, informed. And then next week's show... I'm just in suspense with as well because John told me I was not allowed to book anything, so I don't
know
what's happening.
It's a variety show.
I don't. Yeah,
next
I don't know.
Next week is a variety show.
I don't know what is happening. I don't know if I should come with a talent. I saw Northam said variety show. I was like, I'm gonna might have start twirling or something. But
that's it for today.
That's right.
Have a wonderful Passover, everybody,
yeah,
and Easter, whatever you're celebrating this weekend. You're listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.